What, then, is the prerogative of the Jew, or what the benefit of circumcision? Much in every manner. For first, indeed, that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. For what if some disbelieve? Will not their unbelief nullify the faithfulness of God? May it not be coming to that. Now let God be true, yet every man a liar, even as it is written, that so thou shouldest be justified in thy sayings, and shalt be conquering when thou art being judged. Now if our injustice is commending God's righteousness, what shall we declare? Not that God, who is bringing on indignation, is unjust. As a man I am saying it. May it not be coming to that. Else how shall God be judging the world? Yet if the truth of God superabounds in my lie for his glory, why am I also still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, according as we are calumniated, and according as some are averring that we are saying, that we should be doing evil that good may be coming, whose judgment is fair? What then? Are we privileged? Undoubtedly not. For we previously charge both Jews and Greeks to be all under sin, according as it is written, that not one is just, not even one. Not one is understanding. Not one is seeking out God. All avoid him. At the same time, they were useless. Not one is doing kindness. There is not even one. A sepulcher opened is their throat. With their tongues they defraud. The venom of asps is under their lips, whose mouth with imprecation and bitterness is crammed. Sharp are their feet to shed blood. Bruises and wretchedness are in their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God in front of their eyes. Now we are aware that, whatever the law is saying, it is speaking to those under the law, that every mouth may be barred and the entire world may become subject to the just verdict of God, because by works of law no flesh at all shall be justified in his sight, for through law is the recognition of sin. Yet now, apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifest, being attested by the law and the prophets. Yet a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith, for all and on all who are believing. For there is no distinction, for all sinned and are wanting of the glory of God, being justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus, whom God purposed for a propitiatory shelter through faith in his blood, for a display of his righteousness because of the passing over of the penalties of sins which occurred before in the forbearance of God, toward the display of his righteousness in the current era, for him to be just and a justifier of the one who is of the faith of Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is debarred. Through what law? Of works? No, but through faith's law. For we are reckoning a man to be justified by faith apart from works of law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not of the nations also? Yes, of the nations also. If so be that God is one, who will be justifying the circumcision out of faith and the uncircumcision through faith? Are we, then, nullifying law through faith? May it not be coming to that. Nay, we are establishing law.